Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Mr. Wonderful here. Don't forget, I do my best work when I'm worshipped as a god. I know all of you out there do that, and I appreciate that. It's good to be here. I'm having a great time with my friends here at Administaff, at the Administaff Small Business Classic in at the Augusta Pines Golf and Country Club, which is in Woodlands, Texas, which is just like the name implies. There are beautiful trees everywhere. It's really a beautiful part of the world, and I've been here many times before. It's fun to be in this part of the world, and which also, by the way, I'll remind you, is hard by to Houston, Texas. You come into Houston and then drive a little north into Woodlands, and this is the tournament. This is the Champions Tournament that we used to be called the Seniors Tour. Now it's called the Champions Tour, and some of you may remember I've mentioned that I've been a volunteer at a Champions Tournament before, many times before, and it's a great bunch of folks, and the Administaff is doing, they're the lead sponsor of this tournament for the first time this year, and they made, I think, at least a 3-year commitment, and I'm excited about being down here helping them promote the tournament and introducing you to a lot of new people. And who I'm going to introduce you to now is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, Steve Arispe. Steve, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you here. How'd you play yesterday?
Well, I hit some good, hit some bad. Sounds a lot like golf, doesn't
it? That's the way it is.
I'm not quitting my day job, I'll put it that way. I'm a lot better at this, I hope, than I am the golf game.
Right.
We had a wonderful time, and I tell you, the pros that are here this week are just all class people.
Yeah.
We are so excited to be part of this tournament.
You know, I was in the Brunos tournament in Birmingham, Alabama, is the tournament that I've... I volunteered on the driving range down there for 9 years in a row, and I got to know a few of these pros, believe it or not. And I mean, we didn't hang out together, but I got to know them well enough to know that, just like you said, these guys, well, they're good people. Their mamas raised them right to start with.
Exactly. Right.
But they're so happy to be doing this, to be able to make a living, you know, in the salad days of their golf career.
Right.
To be able to make a living. About that, and it's a lot of fun to see that, isn't it?
Well, this is a real second chance for a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they certainly have had their opportunity to make a lot of money on the regular tour. A lot of them had very successful careers there.
Right, and some of them didn't, and they're doing better in the senior tour.
This is their chance, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, what it's been described to me with the Champions Tour is this is about 50% entertainment and 50% competition. These guys, don't get me wrong, on Sunday, those guys are competing.
You're right.
But they also recognize the value of the gallery and, you know, the folks that come out and support this type of tournament. And
right.
They are available. They show up to the pro-am parties.
Right.
They make themselves accessible and sign autographs. And the pro-am is a perfect time to be out. And anybody in the local area, we'd love to have them out here.
I was talking to somebody the other day, yesterday, about the pro that played with them yesterday in a pro-am. And then he just gave them little tips of golf tips all day long.
Yeah,
they were so excited about that.
I hope some of those stick for me today. I definitely
did. You get some of those tips?
I definitely got a few of those tips.
And, good deal.
And they were needed, so I hope we'll carry those on to today's round.
Steve, tell us a little bit about Administaff.
Well, Administaff is a company that is here to support small business. That's probably the easiest way to say that. We are an HR solution for small businesses. You know, it seems like what happens today is entrepreneurs, and God love the entrepreneurs. Those are the risk takers
mm-hmm.
of the world, and are taking a chance, you know,
mm-hmm.
to make something.
They're my
happen.
Heroes.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely heroes in my life as well. And what happens is entrepreneurs go into business because they're good at something.
Mm-hmm.
And what they quickly find is when they get into business, they find that they've inherited this whole other.
It's another universe.
Stuff.
It's a universe.
Something that is
I call it a parallel universe.
No question.
The one side, you got the business that you love, and the other side is the business that it takes to support what you love. Two parallel universes.
And, you know, it takes a
That's a surprise for some people
yes,
when they go into business.
They do. They wake up and go, oh, my gosh.
Cash flow.
Cash flow.
Hire people. Fire people.
Employment practices.
Right.
And that's what we're really there to do, is to support the business owner, allowing, freeing up their time to focus on what they're good at and what they're passionate about.
Well, that's one of the things that I've tried to, one of my many soapboxes, is to help people understand, help small business owners understand that in the 21st century, you don't have to do everything. 25 years ago, you did.
Right.
21st century, you don't have to do everything. Identify what your core competencies are. And what I say, here's a simple test I give them. Ask yourself this question. Does this have to be done in-house? If the answer is no, find somebody who's better than you at doing it and get it out of your house.
You're right.
That's the way to do it. And whatever it may be. And folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Steve's going to change over from being my guest to being my co-host as we interview one of his customers, Charles Shugart. Right after these messages, 20 till. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. Jim Blasting Game, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live and in person, which is a good way to do a live show. At the Administaff Small Business Classic and at the Augusta Pines Golf and Country Club in Woodland, Texas. In the Woodlands,
right.
In Texas. There is a Woodville, Steve.
Yes,
by the way,
I've been there. There is a Woodville.
I bought some cattle there one time many years ago,
right.
in another life.
Yeah.
There in Woodlands, Texas, which is north of Houston. Steve is Executive VP of Client Services and Chief Operating Officer at Administaff, the folks who are the lead sponsor of this tournament. And Steve, congratulations and thank you for bringing this tournament to this part of the world and to the world, really, on television.
Yeah, this is just a great opportunity for us to highlight a lot of our corporate culture with being an active member in the local community, and we're hopefully raising a ton of money for local charities.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They are really the winners.
A lot of people, that doesn't get enough press, Steve,
yeah.
I think. But one of the reasons why I'm thanking you is because what you've done this week. Small business owner now.
Right.
And also, we talked to Walt Wilson and Gary Broadnax and some other customers. And we have another customer on the show right now. Charles Shugart is with us. Charles is the president of U.S. Legal Support. Charles, are you there?
I'm here.
Good to have you on the show, Charles.
Thank you.
Say hi to Steve.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Great to be here.
Charles, Steve, you know a little bit about Charles. Tell us what you know about him.
Well, Charles is, I would consider him a friend. You know, it's our relationship started on the business side of things. And, Charles is one of those individuals that has been part of two large companies as customers of Administaff at two different times. Hmm. And I think you would agree, a real testimony to a service might be of customers that have experienced some changes occurred in this particular case. It was
right.
A buyout of that particular company, and I think Charles enjoyed retired life for a little bit and got tired of playing golf and decided to be re-employed.
Is that what happened, Charles?
Yeah, I think he's got that accurate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't get tired of the golf, I wouldn't imagine, but right, exactly. But then, joined another company, and I think one of his first phone calls as he joined this other company was to our company, Administaff, because he understood the value of the service. And Charles is one of those, straight hitters. He's going to tell you how he feels, and he's made us better because he's challenged us in a lot of ways, and that's what it takes. You need customers that are going
right.
to challenge, and everybody wins in a situation like that. So we've always appreciated a very open and trusting relationship.
While Steve is here, Charles, I'm going to ask you to tell us about how you benefit from the services of a company like Administaff in the employee services industry, professional employee services industry. And then Steve's going to leave after the next break, and then you and I are going to visit as we wrap up the hour, and we're going to talk about your company. But tell
okay.
us what it is. You know, we were talking earlier, Charles, before you got here, about the importance of small business owners identifying their core competencies and focusing on those things and letting other people, strategic vendor partners, come in and do those other things. One of those examples are some of the things that Administaff does.
Well, I think
I'd like
you said
to talk
right.
to us a little bit about how you use that in your company.
I think you said it right. We, you know, our core competency is providing services to the legal community. Our core competency is not HR services. We, what Steve says is probably pretty close to the truth. One of my first phone calls when I joined U.S. Legal was to call Ministaff and bring in the expertise of the HR world that Ministaff possesses. They have more ability and more depth of knowledge than we could ever bring on staff ourselves. We're in four different states. We're in a myriad of different types of services with different types of employees of all levels. And to bring them in and to be able to cover us nationally, it's a really, really easy decision. They're very good at what they do, and they can do it better than we can. They let us focus on what we do well.
Steve, that's a great testimony. And what I wanted to ask you is tell us the size of a company, the smallest size that is typically a good fit for you.
Yeah, our target market is how we define small business would be companies from 10 employees to 2,000 employees. That's really our target market.
Right.
When you think about it, you know, the U.S. small business economy is the third largest economy in the world.
That's right.
Yeah, and
over $5 trillion, over half of the U.S. economy.
And
the good news for you, and Charles, I know you would agree with this, about 60% of the paychecks in America, the front of which gets signed by a small business owner.
That's exactly right.
That's correct.
You know, and you think about your first job. You know, 75% of all first jobs that people have are in small business.
Yeah.
And they're really making a difference. It's just such an important part of our overall economy. So that's the typical size that we would look at.
Right. So at least... You know, I'm working on 10 real quick.
The idea
right?
is that you're going to grow,
right.
and we're going to help you grow. That would be the idea.
Charles, 30 seconds. Tell us one of the things that specifically that Ministaff does for your company. They make payroll for you. Do they take care of the payroll function?
Yeah, I think the payroll is kind of the simplest piece. Ministaff obviously does our payroll. But they are our HR partner, and I view them as part of U.S. Legal. There's a team of service professionals
yep.
that provide the HR services to our operating management. If they have HR questions, they call Ministaff directly. They provide the benefits. I think the benefits and the payroll is the easiest stuff. It's the HR, the higher-level HR
stuff.
Knowledge.
Yeah. Charles,
really
hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about your company right after these messages. Steve Arizpe, good luck. You're going to play golf.
I'm going to go play golf.
Good luck on the course. I'm
Thanks,
going to be
Jim.
Out there, too. Thanks for being here.
All right.
Steve
Charles
Arizpe, ladies and gentlemen, Executive VP of Administaff. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I will be right back. Back at 7 until the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows at the Ministaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. Up here having a good time. These folks have taken such good care of me, folks. I know all of you listening are so glad that I'm having fun down here. I know that's important to you, that I have a good time this week. And that, because it keeps me in a good mood and it makes me have fun on my show a little bit more. And I'm going to play golf in a little bit, and so I'm pretty excited about that. I want to continue our visit with our friend Charles Shugart, who's with U.S. Legal Support. Before I do, though, there's a lady sitting across from me who's listening in. She's not going to be. She's made me promise that I wouldn't put her on the air, but I do have to say something. Suzanne Haugen, thank you for a good job in helping me this week. And I promise I wouldn't make her say anything, but she's been such a great person to help us. Get organized down here. Suzanne, thank you. Good job. She's a real professional, ladies and gentlemen. Charles, tell us about U.S. Legal.
Well, U.S. Legal, we provide court reporting services for attorneys in depositions. We do a little bit of trial work. We do record management and retrieval, also generally for the discovery process of litigation. And then we have a large staffing and placement business in New York City.
So you provide court reporters?
Mm-hmm. We have about 1,000 court reporters across the United States.
Wow.
California, Texas, New York, and Florida.
And that's for court work or for depositions?
Primarily primarily private depositions in litigation, but we do some trial work.
Right.
In, you know, courts and appeals and such.
Right. And so now, are these 1,000 recorders, are they employees or contractors?
They're contract. The vast majority of them are contract, about 95%.
But you still have to write them a check.
That's right.
Somebody has to cut that check.
That's right.
Does the admin staff do that for you?
No, they don't do the 1099 employees. That we do that ourselves. They do the rest of our employees. And we have about 900 full-time employees that admin staff pays for.
900. How many people do you in a year's time, how many people do you actually write a payroll check of some kind to?
About 900.
1099 or other?
Oh, in total? Almost 2,000.
Almost 2,000.
1,800 to 2,000.
Tell us about the records management business.
We, you know, if you're in a lawsuit and let's say you need medical records, the attorneys, either plaintiffs or defense attorneys, will actually request the records. We'll prepare the subpoena. We'll serve the subpoena upon the custodian of records, and then we'll actually pick those records up, collate them, put them in a format that the attorneys prefer, and then we'll deliver them to the attorneys.
I see.
That's
so
part of the obviously discovery.
So basically, you do for attorneys, allowing them to focus on their core competencies.
What admin staff
does for you.
It's an outsourcing service. That's correct.
Yeah. And isn't that the way of the 21st century, Charles?
I believe it is. I think that letting companies focus on what they do well and letting other companies take over some of the other items is definitely helps us a lot just using admin staff. And I think that's clearly the way of the future.
Charles, in the 20th century, the end of the 20th century, I started saying this. The three most important things that small business owners need to focus on in the 21st century are going to be leveraging technology, developing strategic alliances, and networking.
I agree.
You've got to network to find the strategic alliances. And I'd like your thoughts on those three.
I think that the entrepreneur has got to be able to broaden past his or her own skill set and to be able to bring in, you know, a competent management around him or her, to bring in strategic partners that have expertise way beyond what they can bring in house.
And today you don't have to own.
Today
you don't have to own that capability. You can rent it, can't you?
In most cases, you can.
In many cases,
your basic core competencies. You need to have good qualified help in house, and the rest you try to outsource to somebody.
Own your core competencies. Rent the rest.
That's right. We outsource our technology management. We obviously outsource our HR management.
Right. And the thing is, Charles, now people listening say, well, wait a minute, he's a big company. He's got 2,000 employees. But Charles, if you had 4 employees, you'd be doing the same thing, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Because today, in the 21st century, you can do that, can't you?
You can, and you need to.
Yeah.
Because the world is more complex.
If you're going to be competitive. Charles, I've got to wrap it up, but I want you to give us your website, please.
It's www.uslegalsupport.com.
uslegalsupport.com. Charles, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And good luck, and I'll see you later in the week.
I'll stop by, I promise.
Charles Sugart, ladies and gentlemen, with U.S. Legal Support. I got to go for this hour. I'm at the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas. I'll be here all week, folks. Be sure to tip your waiters. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I will be back with you tomorrow. Don't forget, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.